Happy May Day. It's the 1st of May, and it'll be a warm one today, although certainly not terribly unseasonably and certainly not very humid, so the feel-like temperatures will be the same as the air temperature, reaching the mid-80s this afternoon after a nice cool start. Second morning in a row with temperatures down into the 50s in many inland spots, and we'll see highs today. Managed to get into the mid-80s inland and the upper 70s at the beaches before the sea breeze kicks in enough to drop those temperatures a little bit. And still down to near 60 tonight, not quite as cool as it's been, but still very comfortable, and another chance to open up the windows. And then tomorrow, your Friday, we're into the upper 80s. So we'll start to feel that warmth and even more so on Saturday, and even a little bit of humidity thrown in on Saturday. So temperatures near 90 degrees. It'll be a pretty hot and humid day. It'll be partly sunny, and very late in the day and into the evening, there is a shower or thunderstorm chance as a cool front approaches. The best chance will be near the Florida-Georgia border, but a few of those showers and storms by 6, 7, 8 o'clock should be spilling into northeastern Florida. Again, coverage not everywhere. Widely scattered, but locally heavy. Anytime you get a thunderstorm to develop, and the majority of the day is dry. It's closer to the very late afternoon hours and into the evening, and as we head towards sunset, that we have the best chance to see a little bit of that much-needed rain. And then it's a wind shift. Still looks to be on schedule for Saturday night, bringing in much cooler air for Sunday and Monday. Only in the upper 70s to low 80s for high temperatures on Sunday, and a brisk wind off the Atlantic will make it feel even cooler at our beaches, where there will be a heightened rip current risk on Sunday that will continue into early next week on Monday. It still looks like only isolated to widely scattered showers coming in off the ocean every once in a while. The chances for widespread, significant rainfall still doesn't look to be in the cards here anytime real soon. We will see a western Atlantic ocean storm developing next week, but it looks like it'll be so far to the east that we just won't get the benefit of a lot of moisture with it. We'll continue to see how that plays out. And there will be some local downpours in this pattern by Saturday evening through Sunday into Monday. It's just that the coverage is rather sparse. And as mentioned, today is May Day. We turn the calendars to May. Goodness gracious, 4 months of the year out of the way, down already. And looking at a high temperature that averaged 83 today with a low of 60. That means our average low temperature will be 60 degrees or warmer now for the next 4 months as we go through, of course, the rest of spring through summer into the early part of fall. And in other words, the moral of that story is enjoy the cool temperatures while you can. By the end of May, we'll be past Memorial Day already. The average high temperature is up to 88. The average low, 60. You start to notice those warmer overnight low temperatures because typically higher humidity. We only averaged 3.42 inches of rain in a typical May. It still is usually quite dry, and of course, that's the peak of our wildfire season now over the next 4 weeks or so. The wet season doesn't usually start till around June 1st, give or take. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42. We'll set this evening at 8:04 by the end of the month. Sunrise early at 6:25. We'll set at 8:23. We gain 36 minutes of daylight during the month of May. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.